Woohoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm excited to be working with you today. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's all okay. You could finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And please remember to write neatly so we know who you are. When you are finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You're not going to need it for a while. We're going to color first. So today we're going to be working on something called a digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. And our digraph for today is going to come at the beginning of words. And we are going to work on the TH digraph. And when T and H come together, they make a whole new sound. And today, we get to stick our tongue out a lot. It's true. To make the TH sound, we are going to stick our tongue out and we are going to say th, 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 th. Can you hear that? Th, th, th. You stick out your tongue. You put it between your teeth. I hope you have teeth. You might have lost a couple lately. We'll see how you do. And you say th. So here's an example. If you look at your picture at the top of your page, you're going to see some objects that begin with that TH digraph sound. The first one I want us to look at is the chair behind the table. That chair behind the table has a very fancy name. Do you know what it is? Kings and queens can sit in those. Throne. Throne. If you stick your tongue out between your teeth, you'll get the throne. Let's color that throne yellow in a way that it's kind of like gold. So if you have a gold crayon, you could use that. And let's color that throne, that fancy chair, yellow. So throne begins with the digraph sound that I'm trying to teach you about. So I hope you're coloring the throne yellow. So throne begins with the letters T followed by H. And when you put T and H together, you get that beginning digraph sound. And I promise I'm not sticking my tongue out at you. I'm not being rude. It's just how you make that sound. Throne has a TH beginning digraph sound. Now, if I don't make the new sound that TH makes when it's together, then I have separate sounds. And then I would call this throne that kings and queens sit on, instead I would call it a throne, throne. A king and a queen sit on a throne. Wait, I can't even do it. It's so weird. A throne? No. Does that sound right? No, that sounds really weird. That's because our brains don't recognize that word. Throne begins with that new TH digraph sound that we're learning. Throne. Throne. Now, don't forget to color the throne at the bottom of the table. You can see two of the chair legs underneath the table. The throne's legs, chair legs. Okay, I have finished coloring my throne. So I'll give you about 5 more seconds to finish coloring your throne, and then we'll move on. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Will you put down your yellow crayon, please? Now, what's happening in this picture is it is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is when we give thanks and we usually have dinner together and sometimes there's turkey. So this day on this picture is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving also starts with TH. If I say thank you and I am thankful, you can hear that TH beginning digraph sound because TH together says th. Well, at Thanksgiving, this picture shows a girl there holding her turkey. So that girl has a name and her name is Thelma. Thelma. Let's color Thelma's hat purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon and let's color her hat purple. Thelma has a TH digraph at the beginning of her name. Thelma. It begins the same way as throne. It says TH together, make the th sound. Thelma and throne. Thelma and throne both begin with the beginning TH sound. Now, TH can also come at the end of a word. But for today, we're just, or even in the middle of a word. But for today, we're just going to work on the TH digraph sound at the beginning of a word. Thelma is having Thanksgiving at her house, and someone gets to sit on a throne. I want to go to Thanksgiving at her house and sit on the throne. So Thelma, Thanksgiving, and throne all begin with the TH digraph sound. And TH says, all right, put down your purple crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boys and girls, let's look at the table. The table has some bowls on it, some bowls of food. Let's count the bowls of food. Count them with me. 1, 2, 3. 3 has a TH beginning digraph. 3. You can hear it. 3. Let's color these 3 bowls. Let's color all 3 of them blue. Just the bowls, not the stuff on the inside, just the bowls. So we're coloring the bowls blue. Go ahead and get started because there are 3 of them. 3. And 3 has the same beginning digraph sound as throne and Thelma and thanks or Thanksgiving. It says TH says TH says get that tongue out between your teeth. Don't be rude about it. You can't help it. It's just how we make the beginning TH digraph sound. Because if we didn't have TH make that new sound, I would be saying, oh, look, there are tari bowls on the table. Tari. That doesn't even sound right. It sounds like a little kid is talking. It sounds like, can I have tari more? That's not how we say it. That doesn't sound right. We have to make sure we have TH make that new sound that we're learning. Three, exactly. Okay, I have almost finished coloring all 3 of my bowls. So I'm thinking you're close to being done. I didn't color the food on the inside of the bowls, just the outside of the bowls. So take about 6 more seconds and then please put down your blue crayon. 6, 5, 4, 3. Did you hear it again? 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your blue crayon. All right, boys and girls, if you look at the table, there's a tablecloth on it. Tablecloth is fancy. I use a tablecloth at Thanksgiving. And that tablecloth has some polka dots on it. Let's count those polka dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 also begins with the TH digraph sound. 13. TH. 13. Let's color those polka dots orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon and let's color the 13 polka dots orange. Go ahead and get started. 13 also has the same TH beginning digraph sound as throne, three, Thelma, and thanks. It begins the same way. 13. If it didn't, if TH didn't work together and we said the sounds separately, I would be saying, please color those tahertine polka dots orange. And that's so silly. We can't say tahertine. It just sounds silly. I would look at you like you were a little weird. So make sure you use that TH sound, 13. And if you have that beginning digraph sound, you're going to sound like you know what you're talking about. You won't sound tahertine. It's just not right. It's just not right. I have finished coloring all 13. I've got that digraph sound. 13 polka dots orange. So I'm putting down my orange crayon, and I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Will you find your pencil? Find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our page. Let's look at number 1. If you look at number 1 at the bottom, you'll see 2 letters next to that number 1. It's a T and an H. It's our digraph. Trace it for me. T-H. Scoot over. Trace the next one. T-H. Now scoot over. There's nothing there, but I want you to write TH by yourself. Ready? Go. TH. Scoot over. Do it again for me, please. TH. And one last time, scoot over one last time and write TH for me one last time. TH. That's our digraph for today. All right, look at number 2. There are some words going across the page on number 2. I'm going to read the word to you. Let's find the digraph. Number 2 says thin. Thin. Circle the beginning digraph. What is it? Yes, it's TH. Circle those together because together they make a new sound. Thin. Thin. Scoot across. The word in the middle says thorn. Thorn. There is a thorn on the rose. Circle the digraph in thorn. It's TH. Yes, thorn. And the last word says thunder. Thunder. Circle the digraph in thunder. TH. All right, number 3. If you look across number 3, there is a row of pictures. I'm going to name each picture. You listen for that beginning digraph sound, that beginning TH digraph sound. And if you hear th at the beginning, I want you to circle that picture. Here we go. The first picture is a thermos. Thermos. Did you circle it? Good, you should. Thermos has a TH at the beginning. Thermos. The next picture is a ship. Ship. Did you circle it? No. That doesn't have our TH digraph. How about the next picture? Whale. Whale. No, I hear whoop. Our next picture is a thief. He's got money in that bag and he stole it and he's running away. He's a thief. Thief. Did you circle it? Good, me too. Thief has our beginning digraph. The next picture is thread. Thread. Did you circle it? I did too. Thread has our beginning TH sound. And our last picture is cheese. Cheese. Should we circle it? No. So our 3 pictures are thermos, thief, and thread. Those all have the TH digraph sound at the beginning. Number four, we need to fill in our missing digraph to complete our sentence. This is what our sentence says. We came in erd. We need to put our digraph on the line right there. What are we going to write on that line right there? T-H. So instead of saying we came in erd, now we have our digraph and it sounds like this. We came in third. Third. There's a picture of a thumb and there's a picture of a ribbon. Which one should we circle? We should circle the ribbon for third place. We came in third. And that's it. Boys and girls, we did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.